Hey everybody, welcome back to Attention Deficit Devos, a devotional devoted to teens from all walks of life looking to grow in their walk with God. I'm your host, Ryan McCabe, your ADD pastor. So for everyone listening, don't just listen, but let these brief devotions challenge you to grow in your faith and understanding of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's now listen into today's Devo. A best friend is someone you can spill your guts to. You tell each other everything. You've been through a lot together. A true friend has your back. But what if they actually needed some guts? Literally. What if they needed an organ? In December 2009, a police officer from St. Louis drove across the country to give a total stranger his kidney. Why? He received a kidney for his wife in return. His wife couldn't receive his kidney. Family members weren't matches for the transplant either. In fact, she didn't match 95% of the country's population. But the officer was willing to do anything he could for the woman he had committed his life to. Tom Otten wasn't the only person looking to save the life of a loved one. 13 other people were in similar situations trying to find rare matches for friends and family. So Tom donated his kidney to someone, and someone donated a kidney to another person, and then another. Until 6 days and 26 surgeries later, 13 people had new kidneys from someone they didn't know, including Tom's wife. It was a record-setting organ swap. Wow. If you remember from last time, Jesus said that there is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends, which is John 15:13. Ultimately, we know he was talking about how he would sacrifice his life on the cross. But we need to follow that example by being committed to our friends in sacrificial love, too. So how do we do this? Read 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. If your Bible says brothers, that means friends. Believers in Christ should consider their friendships to be relationships as close as family. This bond within God's family is actually greater than physical blood and natural birth. It's a bond through the blood of Christ and spiritual rebirth. John then explains how you can do this today. Since it is unlikely that you will end up literally dying to save your friends, verses 17 through 18 clarify that to really be a friend is a commitment to love sacrificially. You help them with anything they might need if you have a way of doing so, period. It's not enough to talk a good game and share stories or secrets. Best friends share life. They share everything. They do something about it, taking action that shows their commitment. Will you give, even if it hurts? Thank you for listening to the Attention Deficit Devos podcast. Tune in next time or subscribe, and when I make another one, you'll get it.